and Dave's Daily Podcast. Let's go! The best bits from the Radio City Breakfast Show.
Morning, it's Leanne and Dave with Breakfast, whatever you're doing. Thanks for listening on, and welcome to the George in Crosby!
Yay! Hey, it's not bad. Wasn't this a good idea? So for St. George's Day, we decided to take the show on the road. I'm just going to have a look out the window into Crosby Village. We've got dog walkers. We've got people facing the weather because it's blowing a gale outside. And they're just walking past the door.
I don't remember it blowing when I came in.
Yeah, look at the flags. We've got all the St. George's Day flags outside. And people are walking past. They're looking in. But they're not coming in. Come in! Come in! I think we're scaring people.
Well, he's waving back at you, so that's a positive anyway.
Maybe I'll pop outside and just bring people in. You know, like when you go to Magaluf and you need people to bring you
and
into
you're the crazy
bars.
Woman. Yeah, yeah. The PRs, they're called, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll offer coffee shots.
So far.
Yes.
It's all right.
Go on.
It's all right. No, so far
go
it's
on.
All right. We've got bacon sandwiches incoming.
Yeah.
We're in a pub.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, how are you? We're in a pub.
Morning.
And I've got tea, my food's on the way, Everything seems all right. I've seen some sort of, like, cupcakes. There's a table in front of us for what would be called merch, but you can't buy it. We're just giving it to you.
Yeah.
So, frerch, I think we'll call it.
Free merch.
Yeah.
Like
so,
that.
Do you know what? So far, you've done all right. Now, I presume it's all producer Mike.
Well, no, I've given ideas out and Mike has made them happy. Mike is like my fairy godmother with this event today. So I came up with some ideas and so does everybody else. And our Michael stepped up and made things happen. Hello.
There you go. Lots of microphones.
Why?
Because
I like that one.
Technical reasons.
Oh, okay, right.
As in, I speak well louder than you.
Oh, do you?
and when I was speaking then, everything went in the red.
Can you just say it again? Can you just say, Leanne, you're really gently and soft-spoken. You're like a really gentle nurse who works the night shift through the night.
That is
and
you.
Comforts the patient
that is how
with
it
her
is.
Softness.
And it's funny to say that because I was speaking to the boss and you're going on overnight.
So yes!
It's funny you should say that.
That's my shift.
So anyway, welcome along. We're live for St. George's Day. What do we play? Do we play Land of Hope and Glory? Do we play the National Anthem? What do we play?
I think we play Spice Girls.
I don't think you've got the...
I think that sums up...
I don't think you've got the gist
Britain
there.
And St. George's Day.
Okay. No, thanks.
Okay.
Okay. But anyway, we are live from Crosby today for St. George's Day, everybody!
Yay!
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Good morning, it's Leanne and Dave Breakfast, live from the George Pub in Crosby. We'll try to drive past four times before I realised it was here.
It's hard to get into, isn't it? But there are two parking places where you can set yourself up.
Oh, is that the same? Is that why you text someone going... Well, and it was a, what would you call it? Passive aggressive.
Oh, what are you saying now?
Because you sort of suggested to me, Mike, I'm outside, are you there? What you meant was, you better be there because I'm outside. Yeah, we're just in a different car park.
No, I was just checking. I didn't want to walk over and stand outside in the cold. That's all.
Yeah.
Hello to the boss of the George Pub, son, who's listening right now. He's just phoned his mum and gone, you never said Radio City, we're in your book. Yeah, we're here, you can awkward. Come down. Bacon butties for everyone. Pop in, say hello and celebrate St. George's Day with us.
Are we going to do the Sort Your Head Out? Yeah, and what the music with me.
Okay, do you want to sing it for me and I'll ask the question?
It's got no words, is it?
No, sort your head out.
They're
the words.
Sort your head out. Leanne's answered the question. Your chance to go to the cinema. Sort your head out. St. George's Day. Sort your head out.
Thank you. According to a survey, this is the last thing a man wants to do on a first date. For tickets to go to the Odeon Liverpool one, just call us and tell us, according to a survey, what's the last thing a man wants to do on a first date? The last thing, not the only thing. It's the last thing you'd like to do on a first date. What would be the worst thing someone could suggest that you do on a first date?
Well, go to a musical would be my
That's
thing.
It's a good answer, yeah?
Yeah.
Go to a musical is
the wrong answer.
Incorrect.
Would it be meet friends?
Meet friends on a first date too soon. Incorrect.
Oh, okay. So did you get some sort of clue as to what it might be?
Do you really need one?
Well, yeah, because I don't know the answer.
Well, you've got to guess. That's the thing.
Well, give us a genre, an area.
It might leave you feeling exhausted.
It might leave us feeling exhausted.
No, Mike, not that. So you'd be exhausted on a first date. What do you think someone could suggest that maybe you do on a first date?
So is it something you do on dates?
That you wouldn't like? Yeah. I didn't do it on my first date with Jay.
Oh, I don't know. It's a good one. It's a really good one. I don't know.
And I'd probably suggest it.
It leaves you exhausted. Is it a physical activity?
Well, it leaves you exhausted, so it would suggest that maybe it is.
No, hang on. Don't force me. Don't pressure me into my answers, because I don't want to lose my last answer.
You've got to, because people call us on 0151 472.
It's not about Emily. We're sat at a pub. I keep forgetting we're on the radio.
We are still live. You want to play 0151 472 0967. Something maybe physical that someone might suggest you do on a first date that you wouldn't like.
Is it go to the gym?
Go to the gym on a first date is incorrect.
It's hard, this. 0151 4720 967. Call us up now.
I'm a bit busy right now.
Oh, hey.
I haven't got time for radio.
Honestly, I wasn't prepared. Dave's getting stuck into Crosby sausage here. And it's taking his attention from the show.
It's good sausage.
As soon as we bit into it, we were like, this isn't any sausage, this. This is the good stuff. This is the posh Crosby stuff, this.
You should do the advert for it. This isn't any sausage. This is Crosby sausage.
This is the good Crosby sausage.
So, we're doing the... what are we doing?
We're doing sort your head out, sort your head out. That's
it. So, Leanne's asking a question today, and you've got to get the answer right, and then you are off to the Odeon Liverpool Wham.
Will we get a right answer on a Monday? We know you struggle. It's the hardest morning of the week. But according to a survey, this is the last thing a man wants to do on a first date.
Hello to Vicky, who's got something. Crosby, come down, Vicky! Meet the parents. Did I say that one?
No, you didn't. You said meet the friends. Meet the parents is incorrect.
Next up is hello to Sarah, who's got us on in Ronco right now. Is it sit through a chick flick at the cinema?
No, wrong.
Can I make an admission here? I didn't realise it was a man. I thought it was anyone.
Oh.
So I wasn't really listening to what you were saying there.
Focused on
one. I think I've messed up there.
Well.
No, hang on, I'm finished.
Go on.
Hello to Sally, who's got us on listening in the city centre right now. Hear her toilet habits. Great answer. Great answer.
Is that the one thing a man doesn't want to do on a first date? Probably, but it's not the answer I'm looking for.
Okay, should we go to the phones?
Let's do it.
Okay, 0151 4720 967. Who's there now? Hello? Oh, I haven't turned you on. Sorry. It's my bad. I'm not in the studio, so all the buttons are in the wrong place. What's your name again? Sorry, buddy.
It's Carl.
Hi, Carl. And whereabouts are you in the world today?
I'm just driving home from work.
Where are you, though?
Liverpool.
Okay, can you get to us in Crosby? Because we've got a bacon and sausage butty here for you.
Whoa, don't go dishing food!
I just want to go home.
Okay. That's my bacon sandwich you're dishing out there. Unless there's more coming, don't go offering food to people. Well, all right.
If you wake up before 10, you can pop down here. But you can also win your tickets to go to the Odeon. Remember the question? What is the last thing a man wants to do on a first date?
Definitely go dancing.
Dancing? Oh, I'll go with that. That is a great answer, Carl. Is it the right answer?
Is it dancing? Would it make you feel awkward? Would it leave you exhausted?
Yeah.
It's the right answer.
Hey! Well done. That's a genuinely good answer. Carl, well done, mate. We're giving the tickets away. That never happens.
Some great scary films out at the minute to enjoy. Have a little night out on us.
All right, then. Thanks very much.
Hey, cheers, mate. Enjoy your St. George's Day. How are you celebrating? In bed.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
Hey, Avicii and Vern Troyer over one weekend.
I know. Wasn't that mental on him on Friday?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Everyone was saying, please say it's a joke. This can't be real. But sad times.
And Vern Troyer. Though I heard Vern Troyer was poorly for ages.
Yeah.
He was in hospital and stuff.
Yeah.
But, sad times. Anyway, listen, it's St. George's Day. Welcome. What music do we play? Do we play Land of Hope? What do we play in the background?
I don't know. I imagine we should just play someone like the Spice Girls. I'm going to keep going for the Spice Girls.
There's got to be some patriotic music you play on St. George's
Spice
Day.
Up your
and
life.
It's not the Spice Girls.
If that's patriotic. I'll tell you what I want, what I really want. No. I'll get everyone going.
No, we're not playing that.
Go on.
No. I'm going to look for... I don't think you're playing the National Anthem because that is Wales and Scotland as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Land of Hope and Glory.
Do you reckon?
So I'm going to find Land of Hope and Glory and play it.
Well, you do that and I'm going to just have a little look at these cakes because as part of the prep, we managed to get the cake hutch to come down and drop off a load of cakes. And we asked for different George celebrities to be on the cakes. Dave, have a guess what George's... the cake hutch went for when putting George faces on cupcakes for us today.
George Clooney.
George Clooney, is he here? He is here. Bing, 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 bing.
George Michael.
One, two, three, George Michaels. Bing, bing, bing.
One of my personal favourites, and I don't think he would have made the cut.
Go on.
George Sampson, who did the dancing off Britain's Got Talent.
No, he didn't.
Well, maybe he should have.
No, he didn't.
Maybe he should have.
No, we've got George of the Jungle. We've got George Foreman. No, we haven't. Yet we have. We've got George Formby. We've got George from Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
George Best.
George Best, yeah.
George from Rainbow.
Oh, wow.
I know. George Harrison on here.
Do you know what? I just want to say as well, right now, this looks all right.
Okay, so St. David's Day, how would you rate that out of 10 when he organised that we did the show from Wales?
That was a car crash. That was a 2.
Oh, Dave.
Because the Sir James camper van one was okay, but this is so far. No one's turned up yet.
Go on, out of 10.
Well, let's do it at the end of the show. Because right now, it's good.
No,
right?
I want you to say up to now, because it might up all go now. Horribly wrong
okay.
after this.
Up to now.
Up to now, out of 10.
I'll give this an 8.
Oh, well, I'll take an 8.
But no one's turned up yet. So have you done publicity?
Yeah.
What have you done?
Well, I put it on my Facebook.
Well, that's nailed it, isn't it? Absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, be chocolate.
If you do want to come down, we are here. We've put on all this. We've got spread and everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's something special that I brought to the table. I didn't bring it personally. I was told that I need to do it on Friday's show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to discuss this shortly. But I do think, have you had your breakfast yet?
Yeah.
For the purposes of radio. Have you had your breakfast yet?
No.
Oh, well, listen, it's good job, Leanne, because I got something for you next.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
It's Leanne and Dave at breakfast, live from Crosby at the George Pub. Because it's St. George's Day, isn't it? Now, tonight, don't forget, the legends are back. He got Steve Hothersall with Graham Sharp and John Aldridge, obviously talking about the weekend and looking forward to tomorrow night's game, the Reds taking on Roma at Anfield. Click around your house tomorrow night. Watch football on BT Sport again.
This is the thing now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the game's on BT Sport, I come round.
You
your
come
house.
Out. Yeah, that's all right. Bring a couple of goodies.
Like what?
For the kids.
Like what?
Popcorn, jellies, yeah, stuff like that.
I'll do that. If I get, what are you going to say? Because last time I came around, you didn't do anything. But the time before that, you made a full spread. So what are you going to bring to the table this time?
I'm going to bring hot dogs to the table.
Oh, are you?
I found I'm good at making hot dogs. I'm going to do hot dogs.
So you found that you're good at getting them out of the can, microwaving them and putting them in a bun?
The glass jar, I'll have you know.
Posh round here, isn't
it? I go for the long ones.
We're in Crosby now.
I like the long ones.
Don't.
No, I'm not. That's,
grow up.
No, I know.
Grow up.
That's it. It's done.
Now, I took on board what was asked of me over the weekend. I can't remember the lady's name.
Yeah.
But she said to me, you should bring in a George Foreman.
That was Les. That was a fella called Les.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, Les, I have my own personal George Foreman because I've got one.
Let's have a look. Is it clean? Because you're going on about how you clean.
Go and have a look at it. It's over there now. I will. So it's on the other booth.
You were saying, you know, they're easy to clean if you do it while it's still hot.
I'm going to fire up the George Foreman. Oh, we've moved it. Have we put it on there, have we?
Hey, it's a double one.
Ask me if I play games, Leanne.
Do you play games, Dave?
No.
Oh, my Lord. Look at the size of that.
We're double George Foreman.
Yeah?
And I will be cooking bacon. We've got the bacon. We've got the eggs. No, we haven't. We've got the bacon. We've got the bread.
Yeah.
And if you are going past now, feel free to come in because I will be cooking and Leanne will be sampling. Will be sampling my food after we get on some David Guetta and George Ezra Paradise playing next. And the reason I've chosen to play that today is because Leanne will be in Paradise when my meat goes in her mouth.
Oh.
Leanne and Dave Daily, the podcast.
You join us at an interesting time of the show when Leanne is going to be forced to eat the food that I cook her.
Well, that hasn't been confirmed. That's yet to be confirmed.
It has.
But we are going to watch Dave do something that was suggested. This is what you wanted from him this morning on St. George's Day.
Yeah.
You wanted Dave cooking on a George Foreman grill.
But could you just explain to me it's not just a normal George Foreman. It's a double-breasted George Foreman.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. It's the biggest one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Plus, we've got an audience. People are starting to come in now.
Yeah.
Got kids from the local schools coming
Say
in.
Hello, so it sounds like you're actually here.
Yeah,
it sounds like we're just in the studio with sound effects CDs.
People from the local shops are coming in as well, coming to have a little nosy, seeing what's going on in the George
Pub. Do you want to eat some of my bacon?
No.
Why didn't you know we said anything?
No.
How rude is that?
No. Right. Okay, well, let's see how you do. You show us what you can do, and then we'll judge whether we're going to get involved.
It's not a competition. I'm just putting some meat on a hot thing.
Let's see your skills, Kelly.
Right, okay.
Here we go.
But you've got to eat it after.
Well, I'll have a go.
So I'll put it on now, then you've got to eat it.
Okay, so off he goes.
Okay, here we go.
It's all timed. The George Foreman's been on for a good couple of minutes, hasn't it, Dave?
Yeah.
And now, listen to that.
Listen to that.
If you haven't had your breakfast and you're driving to work right now, you'll be able to taste that bacon, won't you?
Oh, look at this, eh? Look at that. You
look professional, I'll give you that.
Go on the other side as well. Yeah. I'm putting rashes in for everybody.
You look
moaning gets.
You look like a less angry... Gordon Ramsay?
Yes, I do.
You do look professional.
Yeah, some of that there.
Yeah?
Some of that there.
What's your plan with the bread there, Dave?
My plan with the bread, Leanne, mm-hmm. is to...
Because you've got no butter, have you?
But have we got any butter?
No.
He used to put loads of brown sauce on it, so it sounds like butter.
Yeah.
Now, I have got one question to ask. I've only had one wee. So, I haven't washed my hands yet. But it's only, but it's only one wee. Is everyone all right with just the one wee? Yeah. Why does no one act like they want to eat my dinner?
People won't even make eye contact with you at the moment. And I think you've just pushed us all over the edge. So
no, it was a joke. Genuinely, it was a joke. Yeah. Genuinely. So, you're going to eat some of my bacon? It was a joke. It was genuinely a joke.
No.
That was genuinely a joke. I'm joking.
Dave, I wasn't...
Producer Mike, tell him. I'm going to wash my hands. You saw me wash my hands.
Yeah. I wasn't going to eat it before you made the wee joke.
What? Leanne, you've got to eat it because I've just spent good money on that bacon.
Yeah. No. But, well done you. Right, well done. No, can we all give Dave a round of applause?
No.
Very good.
Don't patronise me.
Good cooking skills.
Producer Mike, tell her she's got to eat some of that because... You have got it. That's the show. That's what happens.
Okay.
People ask us, what are you winking at for? So, we're filming it. Everyone can see you winking, dummy.
Oh,
you've got to eat some.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm dead excited. It's going to be lovely. Good stuff, Dave.
Do you just make sure that you eat some of that?
Yeah.
Because that's not fair.
Yeah, okay. So I'll get stuck into this pretend for the radio.
Mike,
and if you want a nice breakfast.
Producer Mike, tell
cooked
her.
By the staff here at the George Pub in Crosby Village.
I'm cooking the bacon.
You can come down. You can eat a professionally cooked bacon.
It is
sausage.
Professionally cooked.
Bucky.
I'm cooking.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
It's Leanne and Dave at breakfast, about to finish off my bacon.
Yeah.
And Leanne's about to eat it.
It sounds good. I'm probably not going to eat it.
Leanne, come on. Come on.
I don't think I'm allowed to, am I? You're not a professional. You haven't got certificates.
Right, I ate food on your house the other day.
Because you were watching me telly for free.
And I felt ill afterwards. Right, so come on. I'm going to put the bacon on now. So I'm picking it off my George Foreman.
Yeah, and
you can see it's cooked.
Producer Mike, isn't it cooked?
That's cooked, Leanne.
You're picking it up with your hands. You haven't even washed your hands.
I have washed my hands. That was a joke. I shouldn't have said that.
Hey, it's looking good. We've got all kinds of decorations around here. Celebrating St. George's Day at the George Pub in Crosby.
Do you want brown or red?
The George...
Do you want brown or red?
Yeah, whatever you want. The George
right,
shop
you make her eat this.
Has opened. They're getting all the flowers outside. Hello to everyone at George's shop in Crosby Village. Costa are cleaning the windows. Good morning to you all out there. What's your name, lovely?
Give me some brown.
Rosie.
Rosie's having a bacon and sausage butty made in the establishment.
Yeah.
Oh, Rosie, no. I'm reporting you to Streatham. You go to Streatham House, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to report you to your headmistress.
I'll cut it.
Okay.
So, you just got to
it looks
bit.
Good. I can't believe we're leaving them with this knife. Have you seen the size of the...
Right, come on.
The knife is...
Take one for the team.
Come on, Leanne.
Leanne.
I feel pressured. I don't like feeling pressured.
I've cut that with love, that. But my favourite colleague that I have to work with between 6 and 10, aside from Mike.
And you definitely wash your hands when you had a wee.
Yeah, definitely. Wash my... I promise to wash my hands when I had a wee. Eat it and get a swallow. Oh, come on! You can't even see that. We're filming this. You can't even see. Take
that's
a proper bite.
There, right
Leanne,
there, that's
you've
friendship.
Not had any of the meat. You've
I
just done bread.
Show of them.
Take a
it
bite.
It doesn't look cooked.
It is cooked.
It's just like wafer thin ham.
Come on, do one mouthful and I'll walk away and I'll be happy. Eat some of the... Right, so she's tried to be cocky there, but it's all gone wrong, and the bacon's come out the bread when she's just trying to have a little bit of bread. She's full on eating the bacon.
Good.
Hey, how good's that?
I can't help thinking about you having a wee.
Leanne, swallow it. Swallow it. You will swallow it! Leanne, swallow! Leanne! She swallowed it. I feel like I'm in a naughty movie.
Leanne and Dave Daily, Radio City.
It's Leanne and Dave at breakfast. We are live from the George Pub in Crosby because it's St. George's Day.
Yeah, it's starting to get busy, and we don't think it's because we're giving away like loads of free stuff and including
it's
breakfast.
It's because people want to eat my bacon.
It's all because of the George Foreman action, yeah. I think people are coming down wanting... They're requesting it.
And they'd do right to do that.
This is all lies, they're not. No one. But
one
it is getting busy, so do come down. You've got your free breakfast, your free cupcakes, your free goodies, and from our lovely Radio City street team, they're out and about bringing you inside, out of the wind, into the George Pub in Crosby Village.
If you want to get involved, come down. We're here till 10. However, right now, though, we continue with the Sing Starlet. This is your chance to win tickets to go to Farmer Ted's up the road. Actually, Farmer Ted's. It's not Spider-Man music, is it?
No, it's
anyway, not. Your chance to go. We're on day three of Ava singing a song. We now know it's an American female solo artist, and she used to be married to somebody famous. So tell us which Katy Perry song it is.
Straight away, you think it's Katy Perry. She was married to Russell Brand, wasn't she?
Oh, we,
she
don't
got divorced.
We don't know.
We think it could be here, but Beyonce's still married to Kanye West, so it can't be here. It's
no, she's not.
Oh, not Kanye West. No, that's Kim Kardashian.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Revelations
Kim
of the
Kardashian
show
did have a song out, but we wouldn't class her
did she?
As an American. Yeah. She had a song about going into a nightclub or something in the club.
Did she?
Find it on YouTube. It's absolutely brilliant. So she could be classed as an American female solo artist. Kelly Clarkson, was she married to someone famous?
Oh, I don't know.
Not that I know of. I can imagine her with like a country and western singer, Kelly Clarkson, for some reason.
Well, if you've got any ideas, it's 0151 4720 967. This is the clip.
That's everything.
Any ideas what that is?
That's everything.
0151 4720 967. That's 0151 4720 967. One ticket to go to Farmer's Edge. What are you again?
That's everything. That's everything.
Nikki's first up. Hello, Nikki. How are you, lovely? You good?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Good. And where are you calling from today?
Kirby.
Okay, we've got you. Are you going to come over? You're not too far away.
I'm far away.
What, have you got legs and a car?
She'd be stuck in all that traffic.
No, I've got legs, I've got a car.
Heaven forbid. Oh. Right, okay, well, have a quick guess then. This is the song.
It's everything.
What do you think it is?
I go for Katy Perry and Raw.
Is it Katy Perry and Raw for your chance to bag all that money? I don't know, where's producer Mike? Is it Katy Perry and Raw? Okay. Oh,
no. Yes, yeah, and then no.
Okay, well, just for the sake of it, because we've got two little ones that want to play now.
Yeah.
You're just going to sit there and keep your mouth shut, yeah. Nikki. All right, well done.
Nikki, pretend that didn't happen, yes. And I'm going to go here to Isabel and Hayden. Good morning to you both. Say hello.
Hi.
What school do you go to, Hayden?
Forfield.
And they've come all the way down to the George pub, and they're hoping for a free day out of Farmer Ted's. What do you think the answer is? What do you think Ava is singing?
Firework.
Is
it Katy Perry and Firework? Well, I'm going to hazard a guess.
Oh, my God, you're so stupid.
It's the wrong answer, Hayden, mate.
But we're going to give you loads of presents right here in the George pub today, yeah. So don't you worry about that. Okay. Let's go to the phone and speak to Nikki.
Let's see. Hello,
like
Nick.
That never happened.
Nikki, how are you this morning? You all right? Yeah, well, that wasn't awkward. Nearly like crying kids on the show then. What do you think the answer is?
Katy Perry and Raw.
Oh, do you?
You got it right.
Hey!
Yay!
Well done. Okay, so this is the song when she's singing it.
It's everything.
And this is the song when she sings it.
It's everything. Help me down, but I got up. Hey, I read 'cause I had enough. Hurt it all. See it now.
I can't tell if it's the answer or not because no one's told producer Mike, who's new to the show.
Yeah, it is.
They need to sing over the instrumental so it makes sense.
Yeah.
But no one's told him that.
This is a singer, and this is a singer.
This is a singer, and this is a singer. But apparently it's definitely
it
Raw.
It definitely is, okay. Yeah. That definitely is. You're a winner, Nikki. You're off to Farmer Ted's. Have you got some kids to take down to see the pigs and the horses?
Yeah, I've got four.
Very good. And there's all sorts now. They've got that indoor play area and everything. Get there nice and early. Stay all day. Wear those kids out.
Yeah. Hello.
All right, lovely. Have a great day.
Okay,
thank you so
bye.
Much for listening. Cheers. Bye. Well, that could have been a bit of a car crash, couldn't it? We got out of that quite well.
Yeah, good job. We've got cupcakes, isn't it? To keep everyone sweet.
Keep the kids happy.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
Morning, it's Leanne and Dave at breakfast. Live from the George Pub in Crosby because it's George's Day.
Hey, it's going so well. People are coming in now. They're having the bacon butties, the sausage butties. The kids are coming in before school. We've got Fourfield School in now. Plenty of kids having their George-themed cupcakes. But my friends, it doesn't stop there.
I'm going to give you your due. You've done all right. You've got the cupcakes.
Yeah.
You've got free food on the go. If you're coming down, you get free food.
Mm-hmm.
The banners are out.
Yeah.
The cupcakes all got different Georges in.
Yeah.
And I've just seen someone come in who is a George Michael impersonator. Now, have you given them the ground rules? Oh, look at his choose light t-shirt.
I know. Look, I gave him some suggestions of what to wear.
Okay.
Said, come down, we'll sort you out.
But he knows our radio works and that, doesn't he? He knows
how this is going to
work.
So he knows. I've talked him through it, so he knows what he's got to do. And, you know, entertain the crowd and everything's going to be great.
Right.
Here we go, look.
No, woo! Not now, George! George!
Hold on, George.
Not now. you hold on. Remember, you can't talk. You can't do it while we're talking, lad. So you can't do it while we're talking.
Okay. Right. So, but he's just going to do a sound check. So
no,
he'll be done in a minute.
George! You can't do it when we're talking, lad. You've got to wait till we're playing songs.
So that's going to happen. So I'm going to carry on now doing me brief. And I'm sure that won't happen again. So
yeah, go and tell him.
Although it is a tune, isn't it? Or should we just embrace it? You need to check
it.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
It's Leanne and Dave. It's going up on at 6 minutes past eight right now. Oh, we're early. Are you ready to go? No, you're not. Look at talking to your microphone.
What, you're all...
oh, all the kids are turning up. It's getting dead exciting.
I've never done a radio presenter that just speaks. And they're like, you haven't got a microphone in your hands,
Leanne. I've just got my microphone back from that lad.
So anyway, listen, we are live from the... Oh, your bits of paper. I'll keep talking.
Yeah.
You compose yourself.
Okay, because this is important. This is a very important part of the show. We can mess and joke about during all the other times, but not this time.
Yes,
this is serious.
Before you were getting composed,
I'm trying.
Look at the state you're at.
Look at my head.
We are live from the George Pub in Crosby this morning. It's the St George's Day celebrations here. We've got our England flags on. We're going for it, but we have to ask in the club. In the pub, that everyone quietens down a little bit because it's time for the 1K minute. Hopefully, someone is going to win £1,000 right now.
Leanne and Dave's 1K minute with Blue Air. Book your city break to Milan and Rome from Liverpool John Lennon Airport.
Playing this morning is Steve. Hi, Steve. How you doing, buddy? You good?
I'm good, thank you.
So you're in St Helens right now, and you work as a telecoms manager. You've got a little girl, Katie, who's 13. And if you win, you're going to go on holiday with the family. What's the wife's name? We never asked the wife's name, did we?
Tracy.
Well, everything sounds the same when they're from St Helens. I couldn't work out when we were saying Katie to me. I was
Tracy,
like,
Katie.
What? Hey,
it was Tracy, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, Tracy. And care to. Okay, mate, we've got your chance to win. You told me off the radio you normally get 7 or 8 out of 10. Have you ever got a 10 before?
Yeah, when it was easier.
Yeah, I wanted to tell us about it.
Was that the very first week?
Okay,
10. When everybody won.
Yeah.
10 questions, 60 seconds, win a grand. Now, have you got the answer to question number one? We gave it to you just before the news.
I have, yes.
Simples, mate. Everyone in the pub is rooting for you. Root, go on. Rubbish, wasn't it? I told him to be quiet. They talk quite literally. We have 10 questions, 6 seconds, 20 grand. Okay, music off. Compose, everybody. Steve, are you ready, mate?
Yes.
Your 60 seconds to get these 10 questions starts now. Go!
What did the SM and SMTV Live stand for? What fruit juice is used in a pina colada?
Orange.
Mabel played Manchester last night. Is her mum Nina Cherry or Heather Small?
Heather Small.
In Legally Blonde, what animal was Bruiser?
A dog.
What first name is also capital of the Isle of Man?
Douglas.
Complete the Channel 4 sitcom Drop the Dead.
Donker.
Snipe is the Northwest's first dog to sniff out water leaks. True or false?
True.
Love Me Again is which John's first solo single?
Newman.
What date is Independence Day in America?
4th of July.
Which actress has two kids with Ryan Philippe?
Reese Witherspoon.
What?
Oh, there was no passes, was there?
No, there wasn't. Oh, how'd you get out? I want your man card off if you're getting that one right as well again.
Loads of time left. Literally. It's been a while since that happened.
Ages left. Steve, you answered all the questions in a lot of time without any passes. How well do you think you did?
8, maybe.
Now, we had a bit of a discussion. It's 7.
Oh.
And do you know the reason it's 7?
Go on.
Because on question number one,
you
just said Saturday. You didn't say Saturday morning.
Ooh.
Unfortunately. But it didn't matter anyway. Cause
never mind.
It was early.
With an 8, you don't get a grand.
What fruit juice is used in pina colada? You said orange. It's pineapple. And Mabel played Manchester last night. Is her mum Naina Cherry or Heather Small? You said Heather Small. It's Naina Cherry, mate. Devo. Well, listen, good effort though, mate. Good effort.
Cheers.
Oh, I never know what to say. 21.
No, it gets a bit awkward now, doesn't it? Is your Tracy with you?
No.
We'll get Tracy to phone up tomorrow.
Or she won't get anywhere near.
Oh,
come
mate,
on
you
now.
Can't go saying that. Can't go saying that on the radio.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
This morning, it's Leanne and Dave at breakfast. Cheers for having us on. And George Michael. So we're down at the George Pub in Crosby.
Oh, don't, I'm getting emotional.
And we've got a George Michael tribute dance. He doesn't understand he can't do the singing when we're on the air.
I know. It's great when the songs are playing for the people in the pub, but George!
George, no! George!
No, not... It's 2 minutes.
Stop. When we're talking, stop doing it. All right? Stop doing it.
Yeah, so that's fun. So if you want to come down and see the George Michael tribute, you can. You can see him live in action. All the kids are coming now from school.
George!
You think
which bit of weight are you struggling with, lad?
Still on, George. You're still on. So
he's
that's
out of work,
happening.
Isn't he?
Yeah. And there's loads going on because, of course, Dave, it wouldn't be a St. George's Day outside broadcast without you being in fancy dress of some sort. And I promised you,
my George Clooney outfit is here.
Which would have been scrubs, which you would have looked lovely in.
Yeah.
It's not, that's not, the George we're going for.
I'm not doing any character from Peppa Pig.
No, it's not George from Peppa Pig. No, okay. It's not.
Am I George Michael?
You're not going to be George Michael. Any other Georges that you think would be cool for you to dress up? Oh, George!
Well, come over there, George! I will. Just hold on.
Any other Georges you think would be pretty cool that you could walk around Crosby Village dressed as?
George Best.
George Best, footy kids.
Yeah.
Football, and we all know you like to play.
Yeah.
No. I'll give you a clue. He's pink. And he's not George from Peppa Pig.
I don't know.
Think back to your youth, Dave. We're kids of the 80s.
He's just got...
We're kids of the 80s.
I've
thought
just seen it.
We'd get all nostalgic.
I'm not wearing a George from Zippy outfit. I'm not wearing a George from Zippy outfit.
Kids!
Where's my head go?
Do you think Dave should put his costume on and celebrate St. George's Day? You got him now for the kids, Dave. You're going to look
it's
around.
It's not even a head. It's a whole outfit.
It's the whole suit. So you're going to have to take your shoes off, put on the whole suit. And you today, Dave, you're going to be George from Rainbow.
No, I'm not. No. All right. And if that's the case, then if I'm going to be George from Rainbow, you can have your George from Asda top that I got you. Which I thought... Which at the time I thought was, it won't fit her as well, so everything will be squeezed in. I thought at the time,
is that a kid's top?
Yeah, just wear it. I thought at the time I was being really wacky by getting her a George from Asda top as if she works there. You've got me an actual George from Zippy. It's the whole outfit as well.
Yeah, but one of us is going to be a bit more on display.
George
than the
from
other
Zippy,
one.
Did I say? It's because I'm all in bits, mate. I'm all in bits.
His nerves have gone. We'll get changed. Play a song, Dave. We'll get changed. And then we'll do a lap of Crosby Village. We'll meet the people of Crosby.
Because you look like a right zoink, won't you, wearing your George from Asda top?
Yeah.
Were you part of this, Mike?
Maybe.
Produce the mic, get a slap. It's Radio City Breakfast. George! George, you can go now.
Go on, George.
We're playing the adverts. So we just enjoy him. How long's the intro, George? It's 14 seconds. Are you ready to sing then?
Producer Mike's getting all excited.
It's your big moment, George. Pretty boots.
Happy St. George's Day.
Yeah, get off.
Leanne and Dave Daily, the podcast.
Radio City. I have to do the I can't do the buttons with George from Zippy outfit on.
Can someone video his hand, just his hands trying to manage the equipment and put it on Facebook? It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So he's dressed in pink, a full fairy pink suit from head to toe. Even his feet don't stick out the end. It's like a onesie with
I'm
his feet and his hands covered.
You've done well. This is if I was going to stitch someone up and make all weekend I thought I was going to be like George Clooney or someone like that, or George Besnett or a Man United kid or something like that, which would have been destroyed me, but I've been alright. This is pathetic.
There was a lovely actual St. George like nice outfit,
and you didn't bother getting that, did you?
I was torn. I was like George Rainbow, knight, George
right.
from
so
Rainbow.
So no one saw this. Even producer Mike.
Mm-hmm.
When I put George's head on, how am I going to be able to talk?
Well, you need to find out how you're going to do it quick because we've got stuff to give away. So people are going to be waiting to phone up to take part in the competition. Right.
And also, have we thought stuff. I can't see any of the buttons to press to start the next song or anything?
Oh,
if I've got the helmet, but no, go on, Leanne.
Go on, put your helmet on. Let's have a look. Let's have a look at you. It's going to look good, isn't it, kids? That's it, get in the spirit of things.
Right, so...
Hang on, someone get under that desk, can you get it? Yeah, there he is.
Just put the microphone in my hand. Oh, there
I am. Press a button, there's a hole there for your mouth.
The microphone is literally at the bottom of the George's mouth.
We can hear you, we can hear you, that's
can
good.
Can you? Yeah. I haven't got my headphones on, the fella.
Can you see the screens?
I can't wear the mouth with
press
that.
Press a button. Go for it, Dave.
Take me right hand off, because I can't press the buttons.
Okay. Now press a button. Forward. You're getting warmer.
I've got it. I've got the mouth.
There he is. And he's ready to go. Now, this is how professional Dave is, everyone.
I can't see the cursor.
And if this does anything, rounds of applause from everyone, please. If it doesn't, we'll get you all another drink and a bacon butty.
It's some snide filming this.
Yeah?
Right. I thought you were bitched. Right. Is the Swede. I can't turn the microphones off, though.
It's all right. Leave them on.
Someone else is going to have to turn them off. I can't see the faintness.
Get in touch with the show. Facebook.com/Radio City Breakfast.
Morning, it's Leanne and David Breakfast. How are you doing? We are currently live from the George Pub in Crosby because it's St. George's Day. All the Georges. Leanne, what are you doing? How can you get in such a mess?
I just unplugged myself and I'm plugged back in now.
So unprofessional.
I am totally professional. They don't come more professional than me.
We've got your chance to go to Cirque du Soleil right now at the arena. This is an awesome little prize. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is be on the phone and playing. Now, the person that got through first is Nadia. Hello, Nadia. How are you? You good?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. And where are you calling from, lovely?
Crosby.
Oh, you're around the corner. Why aren't you here?
Are you going to work?
I'm dropping my daughter off at school, and we're now going to be late. Then,
oh, well, don't worry. Just write the morning off. Come and find us. See Dave and his George from Rainbow Costume,
yeah.
And we'll feed you up and sort you out with coffee. We're having a lovely morning.
Oh,
she had to think about it.
Yeah. Okay, right. Now, you're playing against this morning. Kev. Hi, Kev. How you doing, buddy? You good?
Oh, yeah, not too bad, yeah.
And where are you this morning, pal?
I'm just in Old Swan at the minute.
Okay, now obviously you got through second, when you were selected second, which means, Nadia, you are first with our higher or lower competition. Here's how it's going to work. Basically, we'll start with a product, and then you've got to guess if the next product is higher or lower. If you get it wrong, Nadia, Kev goes in the game and you get frozen out. And whoever is in control at the end of the fifth product is the winner, okay?
That's right.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. Both stay where you are because we could come back to you even at the very last minute. So stay where you are, guess as best you can, and we'll find ourselves a winner to go and watch Cirque du Soleil.
Okay, so this is the first product, Nadia. You ready?
Yeah.
Ankle padded socks, a 5-pack. They're £3 at Georgia Asda on St. George's Day. This is good. This is gold. £3, okay?
Yeah.
A pair of black flip-flops. Higher or lower than £3? A pair of black flip-flops. Higher or lower than £3?
Lower.
You're saying lower.
She's going lower.
Who are you with?
My daughter.
Okay, you're saying lower. It's the right answer. You're still in control. Yeah. Well done, well done.
So, Nadia, a pair of black flip-flops are £2. Would a floral print bikini set be higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher than £2. Correct, it's £5.
Okay, so you're still in control. You're at £5 at the minute. Next up is a V-neck vest top in hot pink. A V-neck vest top in hot pink. Higher or lower than £5?
Lower.
Lower.
It's controversial, that I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right answer, it's £4. Right, yes! If you get the next one right, then you're off to Cirque du Soleil. Awesome little prize, that. So this is the final one.
So
however, if you get it wrong,
yeah,
then Kev jumps in for no apparent reason and wins.
Could be your day, Kev. Could not be. Here we go. We're at £4 with a V-neck vest top in hot pink. Next up, we have a polka dot thong. Are you saying higher or lower than £4? Nadia?
Lower.
Lower than £4, a polka dot thong. At £1, you're a winner!
Yay! well done, you're off to Cirque du Soleil. Congratulations!
Yay, thank you very much.
That was worth being late for school for, wasn't it, Nadia?
Yay!
This is Leanne and Dave, Daily.
Radio City. Morning, it's Leanne and Dave with Brexit.
This is good, isn't it?
George?
Oh, no, let him have a go. Let him do his thing. Woo!
We've got a George Michael impersonator down with it. Yeah. He's done.
Yeah.
Thanks, George.
So happy St. George's Day, everyone. You've been in to see us. Thank you so much. We're giving away all kinds of goodies in the George Pub in Crosby Village, celebrating St. George's Day with a George Michael tribute act.
Yeah, he's not really got any songs out so far because he keeps doing it just as we start singing.
He doesn't have much time, does he, to sing in between songs?
Yeah.
But hey, he's doing a great job. You're doing a great job, by the way, dressed as George from Rainbow. Reliving our youth this morning, celebrating our favourite Georges.
I genuinely thought I'd be... here we go. I genuinely thought I'd be George Michael or I'd be George Clooney, but you sent me dressed as George.
Sounds so emotional what you're saying with this music behind you. I feel like I want to cry for you. Only you look too funny.
let me have a sing.
Oh, George. I love this song.
George.
Just give him a minute.
Let me have his moment. The breakfast song's in the way. Your mentions of the form of rhyme. Get involved now. Tweet at Radio City 967 and we'll get you on the radio in a second. Are you done? Can we stop? Thanks, producer Mike. Just cut him off there.
It's sly though, isn't it?
It is really sly. Does he know any other George Michael songs? We'll give him his moment. If he wants to do a George Michael,
yeah.
He's come down, he's given us his money for free and he's going to do a George Michael song, then we'll let him do a George Michael.
I've got a bit of Wham. Wouldn't mind a bit of Wham.
We got any Wham, George
Wake
Michael?
Me up before you go.
Oh my God!
The classic of
this
all classics.
This is brilliant! Okay, right. Well, let him have his moment. So we're going to listen to... Yeah, what's it called again?
Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper. Does he know the words?
Oh, listen to this.
Oh, listen to
turn
it!
Turn it off.
Well, you can't turn it up because we're going to play the adverts.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mike, let him sing a song, will you? He's so tight, producer Mike. He's come down here for free.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
Show's falling apart at the seams. The show is falling apart at the seams. The reason for that is a puppy boxer, 9 weeks old, has just been brought in. And literally everyone has just fallen over the dog.
Oh, he's just gorgeous. He's in a little handbag with his little face out. And if you go near him, he just kisses the face off you. He's a dream.
What's his name again?
Moose, was it? Little Moose. And he's got a brother called... What's his brother called? Roger. And he lives next door. So two neighbours bought the two brothers.
Can't handle
little
it.
9 week, 12 week old puppies, something like that.
I'll just drop the microphone and go play with the dog.
Do they play in the garden together? Oh, stop. Have they got any other brothers that need homes?
The Al is desperate to get a dog. listen, it's 8:52. We are live from the George Pub in Crosby for St. George's Day. And do you know what? I'll give you a do. It's been a good one. I was doubting you for the couple of weeks of arranging this.
Yeah.
I do genuinely think that producer Mike did most of it. But you turned up, Leanne, and it was your idea.
This is all me.
And it's round the corner from your house. That's very apt, isn't it? Anyway, listen, this is your mention of the former rhyme, live from the pub, Leanne. You've got to sing in front of people. You're right with that?
No.
I've seen the panto. Are you right with
that? Oh, what a beautiful morning. Barbie has been awake since 4. And Laura is off on her hand-do. And good luck to the girlies on tour.
Happy 19th birthday to Chloe. Max is 11 today. Well done to James Hooper and Warrington for completing the London Marathon. It looked so hot yesterday. So fair play to anyone that got involved in that. Karen, Chris, Robbie, Emma and Claire all doing its breakfast here at the George and Crosby. They are playing absolute blinder. Hello to Vicky, who's on the way to St. Helens right now. And to Philippa, who wants hello to her husband, George, who has his birthday on St. George's Day.
Oh, well.
Listening, Birkenhead. There goes your mate. So thanks for the song, George, on George's Day.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Hayley Nelson, you know you're so near to completing your work, so don't give up. Happy weighing, Jean. Hope you lost weight off your rear.
Now, well done, everybody.
Leanne and Dave Daily, Radio City.
Morning, it's Leanne and Dave. Live from the George Pub in Crosby, St. George's Day. Pretty much done. Say bye, everybody. Say bye. Bye. Oh, that sounded like there was no one here, didn't it?
It did. Let's do it again. 3, 2, 1.
Bye. That's better. See what we've been up to. All the videos are online right now.
It really has been a success, though. Thanks to you for coming down. Thanks to everyone who works here at the George Pub. Can we come again next year? Lovely, yeah, we're good. In. Get it in the diary.
Have a great day. So then for Debbie, she's coming next.